Welcome to the Brave Parenting Podcast, an examination of the Bible and how parents can apply God's word to raising children in a culture saturated with media and technology. I'm your host, the founder of Brave Parenting, Kelly Newcomb. Well, hello, everyone. Welcome back. What a show I have for you today. This is part two of looking into the worldview of Roblox. Last week, we reviewed what Roblox is all about, and we talked about the recent Roblox drama that's been making headlines and how the design of Roblox is antithetical to the biblical worldview and really how the design itself renders parents incapable of using parental controls or screen time limits to prevent their worldview and their worldview of its endless, novel, and addictive experiences from influencing their kids. So if you haven't listened to part one, check that out first. Otherwise, I'm just going to jump straight into this second half of Roblox's worldview today, which is their false gospel of experience, the experience of a virtual life. Now, I wish I was being overdramatic or hyperbolic when I say this, but I promise you I am not. They actually are promoting a false gospel of a virtual experience life. I have a lot of direct quotes straight from Roblox execs themselves to demonstrate this. So I'm going to unpack this in two overarching points. The first point being reimagining how people come together. That's their slogan. And two, the virtual Roblox economy. Okay, let's go ahead and start with the first point. Reimagining how people come together. As I said, this is their new slogan. And in a blog post from October 19th, 2023, the VP of Product and VP of Engineering of Roblox wrote about how Roblox was helping the world reimagine how people come together through communication, connection, and experience. Now, let me quote directly from this post. They say, quote, "Imagine being at a packed Chainsmokers concert." Now, side note, if you don't know who the Chainsmokers are, it's like a music group, a band. Okay, so imagine being at a packed Chainsmokers concert. Up front, the music is infectious and loud, and it's hard to hear friends. But farther away from the band, it's possible to talk with them. Or picture gathering with family members across the globe for vibrant holiday celebrations or a bridal party meeting up in a virtual fitting room and laughing as they make funny faces while trying on lifelike dresses. These are all things people can do in real life and will soon be able to do on Roblox. This is still quoting them directly from this blog post. They say, quote, "This is our vision of enabling everyone to connect with others, communicate, and express themselves however they like with personalized and expressive avatars, connecting with friends, and immersive communication," end quote. Okay, so then they go on to say that they're unveiling technologies to accelerate this future in order to advance their goal of connecting a billion people with optimism and civility. Okay, so they're unveiling technologies to accelerate the future to advance their goal of connecting a billion people with optimism and civility. Let's dissect this. Okay, so they're introducing new technologies. You see already, this is the techno-optimistic worldview, and they're always about progress, right? Everything of the past and everything even right now, it's broken, it's inefficient, it's unsatisfactory. Only human progress through technology can provide us the world that we want to live in, right? That's the techno-optimistic worldview, which is why they're releasing and unveiling new technologies to get us there. And they say they want to, quote, connect 1 billion people, billion with a B, with optimism and civility. Okay, let's define those terms. Optimism, according to the Oxford Dictionary, is hopefulness and confidence about the future or the successful outcome of something. Okay, so of course, they chose optimism to define their strategy because they are literally optimistic about where technology will advance the human race, and they want everyone else on board with their techno-optimism. with what they want to do for humanity. Okay, then civility, again from the Oxford Dictionary, they say is formal politeness and courtesy in behavior and speech. Now, in a blog post from April 2024, they define civility as, quote, when people's conduct aligns with contextual expectations, end quote. Well, what is the contextual expectation inside a virtual experience, Roblox? Right, that's the question that I think all of us are wanting to ask. What is the expectation inside your experiences? I'm going to assume it's pretty low, since you're allowing predators on the site, right? That's kind of where we have to go to. Now, are you saying that you want the behavior to improve and so that's why you're promoting civility? Right? They don't say. So, but they optimistically believe that by advancing technologies, they are producing that, like, that they can bring about a virtual utopian world where everyone connects, communicates, and experiences life in a civil, more perfect way. Somehow, right, they cannot see that that is actually going to require removing all human free thought, all free will, and the sinful nature, right? All of that is going to have to be checked at the virtual door, if you will, in order to have this sort of experience in a virtual world of perfect connection, communication, and experience. There can't be any human free thought, free will, or any of the sinful nature. So you see what I'm saying? This isn't just, hey, we want to build a gaming platform where everyone can have fun, no one's going to be addicted, and you're not going to be sexually exploited, right? No, that is not what they're saying. What they're saying, they're diving straight into these deep waters of a technological utopian world. And they say that this future, that they are bringing it about by their advancing technologies. Now, in the same blog post from April 2024 on civility, they also write this, quote, our vision is that the online world could be safer and more civil than real life due to advancements in technology. Y'all, this is a direct quote. Like, I'm not reading, like, it might be PR coded language, but it's pretty clear, right? I'm not just reading it and just trying to pull out this techno-optimistic worldview that rejects the Bible. They are literally spelling out their worldview for us. Our vision is that the online world could be safer and better and more civil than real life because of technology. That is the techno-optimistic worldview. So let me continue with how they describe that the three ways that they're going to list, they're going to do this. They list it personalized and expressive avatars. Okay. Here's what they say about that. Quote, we know a person's avatar is an essential part of how they wish to be seen, and we want Roblox to be the go-to digital platform for connecting with others as one's authentic self. We're excited by how our next generation of avatars will make everyone's time on Roblox richer and more fun, no matter who they are or want to be with. So think about how great it could feel one day to hang out with friends who can be okay and look like anyone they want, a jetpack-wearing ninja, an emo princess, or just like they do in real life, end quote. Okay. So they go on to describe how generative AI is going to allow them to create anything that someone can dream up. Now, if you remember, this original post that I'm reading from, expressing how they're reimagining how people connect, was written in 2023. So here we are in 2025, and we already know generative AI images are regularly used technology. And so this isn't really surprising. They predicted it, that that's what they were going to do. And so, yeah, that makes sense. But then they go on to say, quote, in real life, people read others' feelings by their visible emotions and body language. If they're smiling broadly and standing up straight and loose, they're happy. That should be the same on Roblox. This is complex work, but we're already incorporating these dynamics with things like animating avatars with movement. Over time, we'll accelerate these lifelike avatar features with authentic blink rates and gestures. Ultimately, our users' avatars should be extensions of who they are and aspire to be. That's why it's essential for everyone to be able to create an avatar they love. And listen to this last sentence that they say in this quote. At Roblox, avatars aren't the end goal. They're the foundation. Yikes. Yikes, yikes, yikes. At Roblox, avatars aren't the end goal. They are the foundation. So they're saying, Roblox is saying that avatars, it's not just a design choice. They are the foundation of their entire purpose. This is why they exist. And so this exposes this very skewed technological anthropology and teleology of humanity. Now, let me explain what that means. Our anthropology is what it means to be human. And what they're claiming here is that who we are is best represented or even founded in an ever-changing avatar. Right? Biblically, however, we know that human identity is given by God. We are created in His image. Genesis 1:27. It is not something that we can create or construct to pretend that that is like our authentic self. Okay, our teleology, that's what defines the purpose of human life. By saying that avatars are the foundation, they imply that the goal or the purpose of human life and human flourishing is to live within a perfect digital avatar. Like we are born for the virtual world, that we aren't born for the world of reality. We are born to, our whole purpose is to live as this avatar. Again, biblically, we know our foundation is Jesus Christ, in whom we were created in His image. Our purpose, that is our chief end, as the Westminster Shorter Catechism says, is to glorify God and enjoy Him forever. That is our anthropology and our teleology. It is not a self-created digital version of yourself for the purpose of virtual experiences. This isn't just bad design, right? This is a false gospel. But let me move on to their next point of reimagining how people come together, and that is through connecting with friends. Well, this sounds innocent enough. So let's hear how they propose to enhance this in the future. They say, quote, "We want to foster a rich, interconnected network of relationships on Roblox, which is why we're building tools such as Contact Importer, which launched last year to make it easy to connect with existing friends or to make new ones, like the millions of new friendships formed on Roblox every day. Soon, we'll let users customize friends' names, including using real names for people 17 and older to make them easier to identify." Okay, so that sounds normal enough. In their Tech Talks video covering the updates on their safety initiatives that was released on August 15th of 2025, this is the same video I talked about in the last podcast where they address the vigilantes that are tracking down predators on their sites. Well, in this video, I only got 3 minutes into the video before I was up out of my seat. So I'm going to play this clip for you so that you can hear exactly straight from the CEO's mouth and the director of public policy for Roblox, what they say as they introduce and talk about their new feature called Trusted Connections.
But there's another benefit that's really subtle, and I share this when I'm in DC. We are trying to keep people on our Roblox platform, not as much always because we're driving engagement, but there's some unique things about our platform. All the text, all the voice is filtered for critical harms. We don't allow real-time image sharing. And those are things where we may see people try to go off platforms when we don't want them to.
That's right. Yeah, we would prefer that people stay on Roblox and participate and talk with their friends on Roblox rather than going off platform. And so we're trying to make these contextual tools available to encourage that.
Okay, so their goal is to keep users on the platform. Ultimately, because they believe it's a better world to live in, as we heard from them earlier. But as you just heard in the reason that David Baszucki gives in his video, he says, oh, it's not about user engagement. It's that Roblox is safer because we filter for critical harm and we don't allow real-time image sharing. Well, clearly it's not safer because they themselves reported 24,000 cases of potential sexual exploitation. Okay, so it's not safer. And they don't allow real-time image sharing. Okay, that sounds great on the surface, but why? Well, if you allow real-time image sharing, well, that reminds the user of reality, right? Of reality. That's the real-time picture. Remember, avatars. Avatars are the foundation of everything they do. You are to experience life through your avatar only, right? Not through real-time images. But then get this, going back to the blog post on how they are reimagining how people get to connect, they say this, quote, "Another aspect of enhancing people's ability to connect on Roblox is sharing memorable moments with one another." So imagine that one day, two old friends go to a virtual theme park with their families. After an hour of laughing, they take a screenshot capturing their joyful expressions on a digital roller coaster. We're building a way for people to share that roller coaster image or other videos or 3D moments to contacts outside of Roblox. And in that process, potentially discover that some of them are already on the platform, end quote. Okay, exactly what we just heard. It's not about sharing real life, real time images. It's about virtual ones. They want you to share images of your virtual experience, of your avatars, because that's their foundation. I mean, this really reveals how much they want Roblox, how much Roblox wants users to share their avatar's life as it were real life. They want you to be able to send videos and texts to people in real life of your avatar's life. Like, do you get that? So, I mean, basically, they want users to bring their real life friends into the platform. So they're allowing you to import contacts and find out, you know, people you might already know on Roblox. And of course, they're going to let you share these experiences. So what? So your friends in real life have FOMO of your virtual experience? Like, oh, dang, I wish I was invited to that virtual roller coaster, you know, experience or whatever. And so that next time they join the platform and experience it with you, I'm not real sure. But I'm guessing that's their goal, is for real life people to experience FOMO of other people's virtual life. I don't know. I think it's possible if you share that type of picture, people might think you're delusional, but that's beside the point, right? We're going to try and stay here in their optimistic Roblox world as we go through this information. Okay, let's hit the third point. And that is, they say, they highlight immersive communication. That is a way that they're going to usher in the utopian reality of how people connect in the virtual world. They say, quote, "When people interact on Roblox, we want them to feel like they're together. In the coming months and years, we'll introduce immersive communications features that people will use every day to connect. For example, a K-pop band could put on a private concert for some contest winners. As the singers play their biggest hit, the fans get more and more excited, which pumps up the band, and together, the fans and the singers belt out the lyrics. That's a kind of real-world connection that will soon be possible because they'll all feel like they're in the same place," end quote. Okay. So one of the ways that they say that they are going to do this, to make this immersive communication, is through a feature that's already live called Roblox Connect. Now, they describe Roblox Connect like this, quote, "With Connect, people can call a friend using their real name and be transported to a shared immersive space for their conversation. Sit at a bonfire, on the beach, or by a campfire." Wait, which I think, isn't a campfire and a bonfire the same thing? But I digress. Okay. "Sitting at a bonfire, or the beach, or a campfire, conveying their feelings and emotions with lively facial expressions and real body language. The device's camera is all you need to capture and translate your motion in real time, so your facial expressions and body language can convey nuance. Okay, so it's like FaceTime, but it's with your avatar. So instead of you and your face, it's your avatar's face.
Okay.
They go on to describe the potential that this feature has by saying, quote, on Roblox, people spend an average of 2.3 hours a day. And we're adding real-time communication to experiences that will help drive the vision of making Roblox a daily utility. We also see new opportunities for creators who make avatars and accessories, as avatars will be featured even more prominently. End quote. Okay, so daily utility. Roblox here directly says that they are trying to make Roblox a daily utility, an indispensable part of your child's life, social life, work life, you name it. And of course, avatars are going to be featured more prominently because they are the purpose and the meaning of life, according to Roblox. Now, they also release another immersive feature called Party on Roblox. They describe this feature this way, quote, Party is a seamless way for up to six friends to group up and jump into an experience together, all in Roblox. Any user can start a party, invite friends to join, let the fun begin, end quote. So before this party feature was available, users had to like leave Roblox to coordinate and communicate with friends to then get on Roblox and then find each other in the same experiences, right? Now they can automatically join the same experience and the party can move together across, you know, any of the million of experiences available. Again, they don't want you to leave the platform. So of course they had to fix this. They don't want you to go over to text message to get your friends to say, hey, come online, or I'm in this experience. They want it all to happen in their platform. We heard it straight from the mouth of their CEO. Now, another addition that I'm just going to throw in here because it kind of aligns with Roblox's vision to be kind of everything for everybody, is they want to be the destination for organic and immersive music discovery through, they say, through platform level features like what's playing and some music charts. They want users to find popular and trending experiences or songs from breakout artists across the Roblox community. And then that's going to enable artists to have an opportunity to like build their fan club and connect with Roblox's global audience. Okay, so no surprise here. If you're going to be where young people, quote, live in the virtual world, then you've got to have music. Music is such a part of young people's lives. And of course, they're going to promote it as a way that you can create fandom, right? You can create your own fans. Like, hey, we've already got a global community. Release your music here, create music videos here, right? Do it here, not Spotify, not anywhere else. Like, do it all on Roblox so that we can be that place. So in the end, this whole section of reimagining how people connect from this blog post, they summarize this at the end by saying, quote, this is our vision for communication, which alongside safety and civility, a virtual economy, and being available everywhere to everyone is at the heart of what Roblox is all about, end quote. Okay, so that pretty much, that sums it up. This is the heart of what they're about. They're going to be everywhere to everyone. You know, I always say that the problem with technology, it's available all of the time, everywhere, with very little effort. And that's exactly what Roblox is not only hoping for, but they already know it exists. And they are seizing that opportunity. And so with their enhancements for communication and the one thing we haven't talked about yet, we're going to get to right now, a virtual economy, right? That's how they're going to accomplish this. So that was how they're reimagining communication. Let's get to the second point in understanding their false gospel of a virtual life. And that is the virtual economy. Now, in a blog post titled, quote, our vision for the Roblox economy, they explain pretty much how their economy works in self-reinforcing loops. Players fund creators by paying for games and experiences and things like that. Creators then fund Roblox, and then Roblox sustains the cycle by providing the infrastructure. And they cite, now this blog post, I believe, was maybe from 2023, 2024. They cite some 2022 stats, and they say that they paid $624 million out to creators, right? So you can get paid to be a creator on the app. They say that the top 10 creators earned around $23 million each, and the top 500 averaged at least $140,000. I think they even said, like, you know, somewhere at the bottom, that person even made like $50,000. Now, again, this could be exaggerated. They've been accused several times of exaggerating their numbers. But even if these are true, let's just be very clear that these are not kids creating games and then making this money. This is not a child making $23 million each as the top creator. This is primarily professional developers and studios that are building these, quote, experiences. I think there has been a couple random games made by a teenager that has gone on to like make $1 million or whatever, brought in a lot of people. But that's actually not the norm. It's actually bigger studios. So their big vision is essentially that anyone on Roblox can be a buyer, can be a creator, you can be a seller or a curator, an IP owner, a shopper, whatever it is. They want users to essentially not only live there on their platform, but to also find their careers inside Roblox. They want like entire industries to be built within their platform. But not only that, in this Roblox economy blog post, they also mentioned that their goals include an educational ecosystem because, as they say, quote, every economy needs structured education. Okay, so let's look at some of these features of their virtual economy and how they are trying to make this a reality. The first is how they are expanding their monetization tools. Now, as of today, Roblox has immersive ads, subscription model, so developers can have a recurring income. They also offer creator rewards, and they have a physical goods commerce site thing going on right now. Now, in April 2025, they announced rewarded video ads. Kids can opt in to watch a 30-second full-screen ad in exchange for in-game rewards. Because brands can also create their own experiences, right? They think this is such a great idea because kids won't feel like they're watching a commercial so much as they will feel like they're experiencing a product in an immersive ad. So essentially with these sort of video ads, they're just selling like tons of digital real estate in the form of ads over every virtual space and experience on the platform. So this will not only, of course, make Roblox lots of money and ad revenue, but it will invite brands onto their platform, right? And brands want to reach kids. And if they say, hey, we've got 111 million daily active users, brands are going to go to where those kids are. And then they're going to continue to condition kids to trade their attention for currency, right? It's crazy. Totally addictive. But in this, they are also pushing Roblox users to become creators themselves. Because if you become a Roblox creator, you can then embed ads into the experiences you create and make money off of them. So this way, kids will see it as a job, right? It's the same thing as YouTube. Like, hey, if you become a YouTuber and, you know, you can get monetized, you can basically have ads appear on your videos and you get money off of that. It's the same thing. That's why people want to be a YouTuber, because they think that it's an easy way to make a living. They're playing on the same, from the same deck of cards here. They're saying, hey, be a creator. You can embed ads. You can make money. This can be your career, right? And if you're going to work inside Roblox, right, even less reason to leave the platform. Another feature released May 2025, just this year, Roblox introduced next generation commerce, where they give content creators inside of Roblox the ability to enable users to buy physical items in their digital spaces. Okay, so we're not talking buying virtual products for their virtual avatar. We're talking they are selling real physical products in the real world that you can purchase in, for example, a shopping mall experience. Okay. So part of me wants to say, well, clearly you recognize that the real world still exists. But they're also recognizing that, hey, people are equally willing to spend money on both virtual and real world products. And so, of course, this is another way to invite brands to come into their platform to sell. Because if you can do your, say, back to school shopping on Roblox instead of, you know, facing social anxiety and going into stores and maybe facing seeing your peers or whatever in whatever store you're in, well, for some kids, that's going to be really appealing. So they explain this new next generation commerce feature this way, quote, every day, an average of 100 million users come to Roblox to discover, create, and express themselves and play with friends. As we reimagine how people come together, we believe these behaviors will extend to the way people shop and interact with products across the physical and digital world. These announcements reflect our broader vision of creating new ways to shop that feel more like a virtual mall where users can discover, try, and buy products in a way that feels organic, social, and fun, end quote. Okay, so their big vision is obvious here. They want to build an entire economic system where every action is monetized, whether you're playing, whether you're having a conversation, you're connecting, you're shopping, even if you're bored and you're watching ads, right? Everything is going to be monetized. Kids are going to be both the product sold to advertisers and the consumer buying products that are advertised, right? Well, where have we seen this before? Social media platforms like Instagram and TikTok have already been doing this, and it makes them millions. So of course, Roblox is going to mimic this. And finally, Roblox's virtual economy, say they exist because of their goal to be a destination for education. Roblox claims that they are committed to, quote, enhancing education through immersive and collaborative learning, end quote. And they say that they've got an explicit goal of 100 million students learning on Roblox by 2030. Again, they said that every economy needs structured education. And what better way, right, to bring kids onto the platform than through school? I mean, not only that, if you somehow get kids into school on Roblox, that educational Roblox all of a sudden becomes a legitimized Roblox, right? It's no longer just a game in the eyes of parents or, you know, a risky place for predators, right? Oh, well, they've got to do class, you know, they've got to go to school there. So clearly they must have made it safe if this is what's actually happening. Well, understanding this biblically, this is dangerous because Roblox can become the authoritative teacher, right? Based on what we know about Roblox, it's like, what type of pedagogy will Roblox operate under, right? In other words, like, they may teach legitimate subjects, like STEM-related subjects, but what's as important is how will they teach that subject? Will it be gamified through avatars and digital communication and community? You know, will it teach children that Roblox itself is the source of knowledge, creativity, and community? Are they going to teach that avatars are the foundation of life? And considering how they want to define and dictate what human civility looks like through AI moderation tools, kids that are educated on Roblox will also be morally formed by the algorithms that are patrolling for speech violations. So I'm not sure what parent would find it prudent to have their child educated through Roblox at this point. But like I said, their goal is that this happens by 2030. So I think as parents, we all need to be watchful for how they could somehow snake their way into public school systems over the next 5 years. But overall, we see their vision for this virtual life lived and supported by their economy expressed very clearly, again, in a snippet from another blog post where they say, quote, our vision is to reimagine the way people come together in a world that's safe, civil, and optimistic. To achieve this vision, we are building an innovative company that together with the Roblox community has the ability to strengthen our social fabric and support economic growth for people around the world. End quote. Okay, let's unpack that. Strengthen our social fabric. By what? By making the social world virtual? Right? I'm pretty sure social media has tried this. We've tried it for 20 years and we know the results. It does not lead to utopia. It leads to more division. And then they say, support economic growth around the world. And it's like, by what? Convincing people of every tongue, tribe, and nation through their addictive design to be somehow a player, buyer, creator, seller, advertiser, or teacher inside Roblox, right? Is that really going to lead to economic growth through their addictive design? It's just crazy to think about. If this is not techno-optimism, I don't know what is, right? So, okay, that was all the evidence I have. Now, with that in hand, I'm just going to summarize this in case you got lost in all of that nonsense. Roblox is not content with being a gaming platform for 8 to 12-year-olds with predators seeking them out and causing them legal trouble. Therefore, they have rebranded, and in their own words, they are reimagining how people come together. They want your children to believe that their identity is found in avatars, that real community only happens inside the platform, that virtual experiences is the same or better than real life experiences, and that learning, working, and even shopping should all occur in their virtual economy. But this, y'all, this just isn't just brilliant marketing and PR. It is a worldview where technology is the answer to all of humanity's problems. Roblox does not see any hope or optimism in the world that God created for humans to exist, flourish, and fulfill their divine purposes. They believe that they can and that they are creating a better, safer, and more civil virtual world online. I mean, in a sense, I think we could argue that they believe that they are better, wiser, and even more powerful than God at this point. And this vision is antithetical to the biblical worldview. It promotes a false anthropology of what it means to be human, a false teleology of what our purpose is. Not only that, Roblox is offering a counterfeit or false gospel. This is like salvation, in a sense, through technology, that relationships and community through avatars, or civility through AI-powered algorithmic language police, right? Or purpose through this virtual economy of attention, that is the meaning of life, that is where we are saved from the problems of humanity. But as we know, this false gospel does not remove sin, and it fails to provide any sort of eternal salvation. If you were to place sinful humans in a perfect virtual world, their sinfulness is going to corrupt the perfection. It just does. So taking away the physical body and replacing it with an avatar, right? It doesn't remove the sinful flesh, right? Because scripture describes the sinful flesh as our heart. Jeremiah 17:9 says, the heart is deceitful above all else. It's desperately sick, which is also why Ezekiel, as he's prophesying on the new covenant to come through Jesus Christ, says in 36:26, I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit in you. I will remove from your heart of stone and give you a heart of flesh, and I will put my spirit in you and move you to follow my decrees and be careful to keep my laws. So it is the Holy Spirit of God, which is given upon faith in the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ for your sins. It is that Holy Spirit that moves people toward optimism and civility. It is not technology that moves humans towards these things. Believers are optimistic because they have the promises of God and the hope of eternal life, right? Believers are civil because they have a new heart and they have a new purpose to glorify God in all they do, say, think, and act. So this utopian vision of living all of life in Roblox, in this metaverse, is woefully misguided. And frankly, it's impossible. Utopia on Earth is a lie of the enemy. It does not and will not exist until Jesus returns and creates a new heaven and a new earth. So parents, this is why we must outright and wholly reject Roblox. This platform is not neutral entertainment. There is no neutral ground at all. It is digital discipleship into a false gospel and a techno-optimistic worldview. I think it's fair. I really think it's fair to say that Roblox is catechizing children into this techno-optimistic worldview by offering so many reasons to never leave the platform through its addictive design that makes them not want to ever leave the platform and convincing them that these virtual experiences are better than real life experiences. And of course, through their like customizable identities that they are told is their authentic self. And most importantly, this techno-optimistic worldview, it's not something, as I said before, it's not something that parental controls or screen time limits can overcome. This worldview is insidious and it surrounds them and it will continue to surround them as they grow up in this era of AI and techno-optimism. It's going to bleed into everything they do, which is why it's so important that as parents, we understand the worldview that is being promoted here so that we can counter it as we are raising our kids, growing up in a culture saturated with media and technology. We need to teach them that this worldview is not biblical. Bring them back to scripture. Show them what the solid foundation of Jesus Christ and God's word is. There must be a full and complete block of Roblox from everyone's home, right? Yes and amen. Okay, so now, parents, I mentioned at the end of the first podcast that I'm going to have some resources. You will find some resource downloads available in the show notes of this. You can also find these in our newly updated Brave Parenting Guide to Roblox, which is available at braveparenting.net. You'll also find the PDF links embedded into that post as well. You can download these. So this is a comparison chart of how scripture versus Roblox defines what it means to be human. Conversational guides for how you can talk to your children about this worldview of Roblox and why you're saying no right now and forever for Roblox and any other platform that also promotes this type of worldview. So those are going to be available to you. And I encourage you to share not only this podcast, right, but also those PDFs. Share them with your friends. Share them with your children's pastor and children's director, your youth pastor, anyone who is working with kids, your teacher, your administrators, whoever, because I guarantee you that most people only have a vague idea that Roblox is somewhat dangerous, but because the platform keeps saying that they are safe, keeps promoting that they are the leader and innovator of parental controls and safety design and all of this, people are going to believe it because they don't know how to do maybe this biblical research or just general research about Roblox and the dangers. So we need to get this information out because, again, they have 100 plus million daily active users. That means there are kids in your family, your nieces, your nephews, your cousins, your neighbors, there are people in your schools, there are kids who are at danger on this platform of not only being preyed upon and sexually exploited, but they are in danger of believing this techno-optimistic worldview and that they need to be in the virtual world, that the real world has nothing for them and that it is unsatisfactory, it is inefficient, and that they've really got to live their authentic self online. That is, I think, the trajectory of not only what Roblox wants to take us, but also Meta and their platforms. Mark Zuckerberg just recently said, like, in the future, all of our friends are going to be AI chatbots. No, no, and no. We must reject all of this. This is completely unbiblical. This is not how God has called us to live. So with that said, I encourage you, share this, download those PDFs. Thank you so much for listening. Reach out if you have any questions. I would love to hear from you. If you have experiences with Roblox that you want to share so that other parents, you can anonymously share it with me so that other parents can know and also be forewarned. I would love to hear those stories. So reach out to me at podcast@braveparenting.net. Thanks so much for joining me today. Until next time, go and be brave.